One of the major issues separating the leading candidates to become governor is education. How they approach the issue may also reflect their leadership styles. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Democrat Mark Begich and Republican Mike Donlavey come from different backgrounds. Begich has been outside the education system, relying on experts to shape his approach to the issue. His central educational proposal is a plan to put half of the state draw from permanent fund earnings into schools. The other half would pay out permanent fund dividends. He said at a recent debate that this would prevent school funding from being on the chopping block every year.
We need to protect it. It's the greatest equalizer for everyone in this state if we make sure it's funded properly and protected for generations to come.
Donlavey's perspective comes from working within the system as a teacher, school administrator, and school board member. Along the way, he's built up strong views on how education should be delivered. Donlavey also laid out his plans during recent debates. He wants to require that all third graders read at grade level, all ninth graders learn algebra, and all career and technical students reach higher standards.
We have to reallocate resources to make sure that we're focused on those three core areas. If we do that, you're going to see our scores go up, and you're going to see kids have more of an opportunity.
Donlavey supports allowing more rural students to attend regional high schools. He says he wants to expand students' options and doesn't want to close schools in villages.
It's to enhance, not to take away.
It's not clear how he would pay for both, while also cutting the state budget overall. When he chaired the Senate subcommittee that proposes education funding, he supported eliminating all state funding for pre-kindergarten. He also backed cuts to other state funding for programs that prepare young children for school, such as Head Start. In contrast, Begich wants to provide universal pre-kindergarten.
There's no question early education is the best investment we can make.
Donlavey has also supported a constitutional amendment to allow public money to go to private or religious education, though he says he wouldn't push the amendment now. When he was on the Matanuska-Susitna School Board, Donlavey supported expanding support for homeschooling. He hasn't focused on that in his campaign for governor. Begich opposes vouchers, saying that public education is a foundation for communities and the economy. Kenny Gallahorn has known Donlavey for more than 20 years, since Donlavey started teaching in Kotzebue schools. Gallahorn's a former member of both the Kotzebue and state school boards. He's a big supporter of regional schools. Gallahorn says he trusts Donlavey more than Begich on handling rural education issues.
Yeah, the state, we pump a lot of money into education, and we're not getting very much bang for our buck, honestly. The results, as shown by our test results and many other indicators, actually are not well.
Others who've worked with Donlavey have a different impression. Susan Crane was the local teachers union president when Donlavey was superintendent for the Northwest Arctic schools. She says he had a top-down leadership style and predicts that will cause problems when dealing with the legislature.
When I first realized that he was actually running for governor, I was thinking if he's anything like he was as a principal or even when he was working over at district office and working with teachers, I was thinking he's not going to listen to the people. He's going to have his own way of doing things, and he's going to try to control decisions based on what he wants rather than what the people want.
Bethany Markham disagrees with Crane's assessment of Donlavey. She worked with him on education issues as a legislative aide and says he treated his staff with respect.
We had a team structure whereby we all had open access to him. We were able to engage with him at any given time of day.
Begich's career hasn't had the same focus on education as Donlavey's, but he's still impressed some who've worked with him. Carol Como worked with Begich as superintendent of Anchorage Schools when Begich was the city's mayor. She says Begich was a leader on education issues, even when it wasn't a central responsibility for him as mayor.
When he'd go to Juneau to lobby for the city of Anchorage, he also was very much willing to support our requests and our needs.
So sharp differences on public schools separate the two leading candidates who will be on the ballot on Tuesday. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.